Now, as we come to our last study, we'll take this entire chapter at one time. It's actually not a very long chapter. Now, there is a very definite, strange relationship between his birth and his death and his resurrection. If he's not who he said he was, then his death is meaningless as far as our salvation is concerned. And his resurrection, you can face it with Paul, if Christ be not raised from the dead. There is a relationship, you see, and it's a very important relationship. When anyone says today, well, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in the virgin birth. I do not want to be ugly. I want to be just as nice and sweet and jolly as I can be. But my friend, if you deny the virgin birth, you're not a Christian. Now somebody says, but you've already said here that the gospel concerns the death, burial, and resurrection. But my friend, who was it that died? Who was it was buried? Who was it rose again? Now I believe you can come to Christ and accept him as your Savior and not know anything about the virgin birth. But my friend, when you find out about it, you begin to come to know him. You're not going to deny the virgin birth. You can't, you see. You couldn't deny the virgin birth because you wouldn't really have a Savior. Now, as we come to this 16th chapter, what a letdown. Chapter 16, verse 1. Now, concerning the collection. That's the way Paul began. I did not begin this. He started it. Now, in this chapter, we have potpourri. That is quite a collection of things, not only the collection for the poor saints in Jerusalem, but Paul in this chapter will discuss many things, not only concerning the collection, but opportunities in opposition, about watching and praying, about the conduct of the church, and then the acid test of doctrine, and then that which is ecclesiastical, the total church is in view here. Or, if you want it organized and divided, the first four verses concern the collection. Verses 5 through 9 is personal, and Paul here is gloriously unsettled. He's not quite sure just what he's going to do. And that's a great satisfaction to me because it's very difficult to tell about the future. These folk that tell me that are Christians, and especially in Christian service, they're going to tell me what they're going to do and where they'll be 5 years from today. I'm worried about them because I just never got it that way, and I'd hate to think they've got a private line into the Lord that I know nothing about. And then I read this about Paul not knowing, and it's a great comfort, and then I think along with Paul here, and I wonder if these people really know what they're going to do and where they're going to be 5 years from today. Paul did not know. Now we find that the last part of the chapter, verses 10 through 24, he deals with personalities. These are folk who walk down the streets of Corinth, one of the most corrupt cities, most sensual city, a city given over to immorality. The new morality was even old in Corinth, and they really knew more about it than this generation today knows. But here are folk who walked down the streets of Corinth, and they knew the Lord Jesus, and they lived for him. And they could keep themselves unspotted before the world. Now, let's get into the chapter. And I come back, I hope you've recovered from the shock of this first statement. Now concerning the collection, you would think that after Paul has discussed the resurrection, most glorious doctrine of the Christian faith, you'd think, now, Brother Paul, this is wonderful. Let's stay in the clouds. We're in the heavenlies, Paul. And all of a sudden, Paul, well, he just pulls the plug out, as it were. We find out that we've just gone down to the very bottom. He says, now concerning the collection. And there's some pious folk that would say, my, you ought not talk about the collection. these material things we ought not to talk about. And generally those people don't want you to talk about it because it's a little bit embarrassing for them. Now concerning the collection, that's what Paul says, for the saints, and that's for the poor saints at Jerusalem, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Now, Paul's method was this. Now, there are people that ask about Christian giving. And I hope you have your Bible and are going to follow right now. And I want you to watch this very carefully because I'm not going to read it right. So you follow it in your Bible. On the Sabbath day, let every one of you give tithes and offerings, so that there'll not be an offering when I come. Or we may have to have a special offering when I get there, probably a retiring offering. Now, somebody says, you sure didn't read it like it is. No, I surely didn't. But that's the way it's practiced today.